The following is a paid program. The information you're going to hear and the questions you might hear answered are not necessarily those of the radio station or the radio station management or its advertisers. It's the information I'm supplying you. I'm Bob Parker, the guy that sponsors this program. So if you want more information about this program, other than what you hear, and you can go to bobparkerhealth.com and hear it again, or call 833-710-4797. Thank you, and listen to this station every week for this great show. Well, here we are again. This is Bob Parker, your friendly neighborhood health, life, and Medicare insurance agent from Health Markets Insurance Agency. You'll hear me every week at this time on this station. And this week, we're going to have an interview in the middle of the show here with Dr. George Avedian. He is a physician and been in general practice physician for over 30 years now, specializes in senior care with Geisinger 65 Ford. Now, last week I talked a lot about the plan I have been working with an orphanage in Haiti for several years. And that poor Haitian orphanage had more than shared problems because of all the problems down there. And they attacked, the gangs that are on there attacked the orphanage a week before last. And I asked for donations, and I got quite a few. So I thank you for that, for those 11 people that donated. I appreciate it. If you want to donate to help some orphans in Haiti, a dollar or $1,000, that would be awesome. You can just send it to P.O. Box 453 in Mountain Top, Pennsylvania, at 18707. Or if you want more information, call me at 570-606-3236 or 833-710-2024. So that orphanage actually had a number of people injured during that, but now they're moved far away from where the orphanage is, even though I've spent a whole lot of time and a whole lot of other people donated toward that orphanage, and all their valuables were taken from them by these gangs in the area. They drove out children. We really need to have some international force go in there and try to clean up that country. It's not that far from the United States. It's a really scary situation as far as I'm concerned. But you know, in reality, what I've done here is simply help the least of these. And if you really read the Bible, that's one of the things, I think it's in Matthew, pretty sure that's right. What Jesus said was that if you're going to really help him, then help the least of these. I think it was Matthew 25:40, I'm working from memory. It says something like, "Truly I say to you, whatever you do to the least of these, you're doing to me." So if you want to donate, you can do that. Send it to P.O. Box 453, Mountain Top, Pennsylvania, 18707, or call me at 833-710-2024. So what's happening right now in health insurance is this Medicare enrollment period. It's called the annual enrollment period. I talk about this every week here for the last several weeks. And this coming year for Medicare enrollees, you're going to have some major challenges if you're on some expensive medications. Because the government, not the insurance companies, the government's changed all the procedures on how these insurance companies are supposed to offer Medicare prescriptions. And some of these prescriptions out there are horrendously expensive right now. They are just right through the roof. Now, when Medicare first started, Medicare program for prescriptions first started, that's what I should be talking about here. There was a four levels of pricing. We had the initial stage, which was the deductible stage, and then we had the real initial stage where the prices went down after the deductible. And then you went into the famous donut hole. That's where everybody had a heart attack because the prices jumped from $30 or $60 up to several hundred dollars per month for the medications. And then if you ever got to $8,000 after you got out of the donut hole, you went to the catastrophic phase. After the donut hole, the prices went down. But to get the catastrophic at $8,000 in annual purchases, and your prices went to next to nothing. Well, the government has decided that that's not acceptable any longer, and we have to come up with a whole new procedure. So what they're doing next year is we still have a deductible phase. That's where you're going to pay a higher price. And then you're going to go into the initial stage. And if and when you ever get to $2,000 in one calendar year, all your prices are going to go to nothing. You'll pay nothing for the rest of the year for all your medications. Well, this is really great for a whole lot of people. However, for those that aren't paying, getting expensive medications, all of your meds are going to go up in price next year. If you want to hear more about that, you can give me a call. You've heard me give a phone number here, which is our office line, and I can help you with that and go through the drugs. I actually go to Medicare.gov. You can do this yourself if you want. Go to Medicare.gov and look up all your drugs and actually get the prices for the whole year. Now, I have a brother-in-law who swears to me that was never accurate whenever he did that, but I've never had a problem with people doing that. I had more than my share of these in the last few weeks talking about how expensive these drugs are. But what's neat about this whole program for 2025 and thereafter is that if you ever get to $2,000, and there's a whole lot of Medicare enrollees that get to $2,000 in medication in one calendar year, your prices go to zero. The net result is, and this is what it should have been originally, but don't ask me to explain the government. You know, we've finally finished an election cycle, and now we have a whole new government going in again. And I'm not sure how that whole thing will change, because that's all up in the air, as you well know. There'll be lots of screaming and hollering and debating. But this is the current cycle and how it's going to work, and it'll probably go into next year also. My guess. That's a guess. That's all I can say. I have one gentleman who had two medications, and if he, with this program, he was yelling at me this last week because his prices went right through the roof in the donut hole, and I showed him next year how they're going to help cut the costs dramatically. But he's a little mixed up, and don't worry if you don't understand what I'm saying to you here. Just give me a call. Or go to bobparkerhealth.com and put your name and phone number in there, and we'll call you back and set an appointment up to discuss it with you. It's either me, I'm Bob Parker, I've been doing this for 3 decades, plus, and my wife has been doing it for about 10 years now. Her name is Margie. She's very competent at this also. We have other agents in our company. Health Markets Insurance Agency is part of a large organization from Texas, but we have about 100 agents or 150 agents in this region. That's Eastern Pennsylvania. And we can help you face-to-face or on the phone or in a Zoom call. Now, I'm located in Northeast Pennsylvania, but I do work and help people in Western Pennsylvania and down in the Philadelphia area. I help people in Ohio, for that matter. I have a daughter that lives in Akron, Ohio, and so I tend to go out there regularly to see my granddaughter. She has one little 3.5-year-old who's a super charmer. It's incomprehensible how much of a charmer she is. But that's what little girls do best, right? So if you're interested in that concern, you should be concerned about that because of the cost of drugs going up. And it's not because you want to yell at the insurance companies. It's all because of our fine, wonderful government, what they do best. What I'm trying to do here in this coming week, this next situation, which is going to come up in a few more minutes, is you're going to hear from a doctor who's been in the business for a long time. He's been a primary care physician. He was in Delaware County for several decades and had a whole lot of patients. But then he had a daughter who got married and moved to Northeast Pennsylvania, and he wanted to be on his grandkids more. He's got 3 grandkids there. I know how important grandkids are, I'll tell you. And if you're not a grandparent, you'll find that out eventually. So he moved up here, and one of the neat things about what he's doing is he's specializing in just senior care. And that's what I talk about a lot on this radio station. I talk about how important it is that you do different things, like lose weight. No, it's not easy. It's not easy at all. But you don't have to have those really expensive medications. And that's something that the doctor is going to discuss on the show coming up in just a few more minutes. As I mentioned to you in the past, and I'll mention to you again, one of the things you have to think about in particular is if you have a car or a truck and it's rated for 2,000 pounds, if you put 4,000 pounds on that car or in that truck, the car, it's not going to make it very long. Well, that's what the average person does with their body all the time. Now, you can go and buy those expensive drugs that you get shots for, which cost $500 to $1,000 a month to get done, and it helps you reduce your weight, but you can do it without that also. And that's something the doctor is going to talk about in his radio, in this radio show coming up in just a few more minutes. My goal here is that you understand you don't have to be a doctor, you don't have to be a lawyer, you don't have to be an Indian chief to understand how to lose weight. I've lost about 40 pounds in the last 7 or 8 months now. And I've done it by several things. The hardest part was cutting off the sugar, because I love sugar. I don't love sugar specifically, but I love Hershey bars. If you hear me talk about, if people come into our store in Northeast Pennsylvania next to the Giant Cow, we have a Giant Cow there in Wilkes-Barre Township. It's been there since 1960, and that's where our store is. I love Hershey's chocolate. And they're not an advertiser here, but we give out free Hershey bars if you come see us. But I've managed to cut that out of my diet almost completely. It's not 100%, but it's about 95%. The other thing I've done, as you've heard me talk about this also, and it's not, I've heard a lot of people say, "Ooh, I hate green tea." I drink a lot of green tea now. I really do, and it's very effective at helping you lose weight. And last but not least, I've started taking a vitamin. It's a vitamin, yes, and you can buy this at any vitamin store or just go online and find it. It's called berberine, B-E-R-B-E-R-E-N-E. And it's definitely worth talking about and worth listening to and worth taking, and it will help you a lot. It'll help you feel full. Now, this doctor we talked about here, normally doctors have 2,000 to 4,000 patients. Actually, according to, if you go do a search on Google and say, how many patients does the average general practitioner have, primary care? It'll tell you the 1,200 to 2,500. Now, as I recall, doctor, I don't think he said this in the interview, but I've asked him this question before. I think he said he had 3,000 to 4,000 patients when he was in Delaware County. But what's neat about the program from Geisinger 65 Ford is that they have only 500 patients. And the net result is you get a whole lot more care at a Geisinger 65 Ford location. The first time you go in, you talk, and this is not a commercial for Geisinger 65 Ford, but I'm a patient currently with Geisinger 65 Ford, and so I'm simply telling you a personal experience. It's just pretty amazing what they're able to do, because when you go in, you sit down with a doctor, not for, well, my, let's go backwards here. My old doctor I had for 15 or 16 or 17 years, I would go in and I'd talk to the nurse and or a student, because he was always helping students become nurse practitioners or move on to become doctors. So I talked to both of them or one of them for the first 5 or 10 minutes after waiting an hour to see them. And then I'd be lucky to see the doctor for 60 or 90 seconds. Well, my that old primary doctor of mine used to like to tease me all the time because I had told him that back when I was young, I was very active in the Democrat Party in Delaware, and Joe Biden had been to my house a couple, three times. So he'd always bug me about how Joe is. Well, I'm not active in any party anymore, and I'm not unhappy with the election results we've just had. But the truth is, if you want a doctor that's going to care for you, you need a doctor who doesn't have to go and see patients every 90 seconds and have to have multiple people to help take care of all that. Well, the 65 Ford location, by the way, there's a lot of locations. 65 Ford, you have to have a Geisinger Gold Plan. Again, this is not a commercial for Geisinger's Gold Plans or for 65 Ford, but in reality is I'm happy with them. They have one location in Wilkes-Barre, one in Kingston, one in Scranton, West Hazleton, Cole Township, Bloomsburg, Pottsville, Shmokin Dam, Reedsville, Buckhorn, and State College. And I would imagine they're probably planning on expanding that even beyond that situation. I'd be very surprised if they weren't. But each doctor doesn't go to all those locations. They get there at one location. And the advantage you have is you get a doctor with more time on his mind. And I had this physician before who was an excellent physician, but he didn't seem to have enough time to help me cure some of my problems. I have had a thyroid condition for some time, and at the same time, this was going back 3 or 4 years ago now, I had a skin condition going on where I was getting bumps and itching on my arms and legs, and he tried 2 or 3 things, and eventually he told me, he says, well, you need, Bob, to call around and find a dermatologist. Well, I kind of got angry with that. So that's when I changed very quickly to Geisinger Gold and went to Geisinger 65 Forward. And almost instantly, they got me a specialist who looked at my thyroid condition, first of all. That was what they were concerned about most, because my other doctor said I might have Hashimoto's disease, which means I'd have to have my thyroid removed. And she looked at my blood work and said very simply, well, you know, I think we're going to simply change you from levothyroxine to Synthroid and see what happens. And she was mostly concerned about the possibility of having to have an operation. Well, within days, this wasn't the goal here, but within days, the skin condition disappeared. And the Hashimoto's disease concern disappeared also. So all it took was a simple medication change, and that was by changing from my old primary care doctor to a different primary care doctor who was able to spend more time with me. So one of the things I think, Mike, you'll find about this primary doctor you're going to hear interviewed here in a few minutes is that he's very happy now that he doesn't have to work, you know, 60, 70, 80 hours a week. And that, think about this. If you work, it's great to have a job where you work overtime, but these doctors that have 2,000 and 3,000 patients have to work overtime all the time. Yeah, they're making a lot of money, but how do they enjoy it if they can't actually have a life for themselves? This time of year, I have the same problem. From October 15th to December 15th, I work 7 days a week, whether I like it or not. It's just the nature of the beast, because we do about 75% of our total volume in that period of time. Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th, ends December 7th. Then you have pre-65, the Obamacare program's open enrollment period starts November 1st, ends December 15th for a January 1st start date. Now, you can also, if you're pre-65, we can help you with those in Pennsylvania on the penny marketplace, in Delaware and Ohio in the federal marketplace. And we help you not only get health insurance from a great number of different companies, but we also help you get money from the government to pay for at least part of the premium. That's what Obamacare is all about. On the Medicare side, I do enroll some people in Medigap plans, also called Medicare supplement plans. And those people that have listened to a lot of propaganda from the Medigap companies, I'm not going to sit and argue with you. I think a Medicare Advantage plan is a better option for you. And one of the reasons is the prices keep going up so high. The rest of your life, you're going to get older, so you're going to be in more danger of actually having to have many medical problems. As you've heard me say, these are not the golden years. These are the rust years. Well, that's the nature of the beast. And so insurance companies have to look at that and consider how you're going to, how much they're going to have to pay out to take care of you. So the prices keep going up. And I had, well, I've talked this story about my brother many times. He's from Delaware, and he was up at over $400 a month on top of what the government charges, which this year is $174.70. And he said, I can't afford this anymore. You know, he's paying over, you know, about $600, $700 a month for his health insurance when he had the money in there, because he had been very successful financially. So the average person making less than about $110,000 a year only pays $174.70. But if you make more than that, you pay a whole lot more. I have a gentleman who's actually a barber who's also really, really good at day trading, who pays over $500 a month that most of us only pay $174.70 for. So think about that a minute. Scary, but that's the way it is. So what our goal here is to get you into a plan that's going to make you keep you healthy and keep you away from bankruptcy. I've had a couple of people say, why do you talk about your bankruptcy so often? Well, to be honest with you, I'm still in this business at the age of 75 because I wanted people to avoid being in the situation I was in. I avoided it once myself. Additionally, beyond that age, I told you between the age of 38 and 40, I went from illness, bankruptcy, divorce. I remarried a second woman who then had a baby and died shortly thereafter. I then married a third woman who got here and was making a whole lot more money than I was making. And I was able to avoid bankruptcy when she had a $220,000 medical bill. And that's my prime goal in health insurance, is to help people and make sure you're able to get your bills paid. I get paid a very flat fee per month to help you with your health insurance and or your Medicare insurance. That's the nature of how my organization I work with works. So my goal here is so you understand, number one, how to stay healthy. And that's why I'm talking to a physician this week. I'm hoping to talk to and interview other physicians here in the near future. But this physician is my personal physician. He's been that way now for 3 or 4 years, and he's helped me through quite a few situations and kept me pretty healthy. I'm this young age of 75, and I'm only on 2 medications, which is pretty awesome because the average person my age is on a whole lot more than that. But I think a good portion of that is because I eat very healthily. Very healthily? I don't know if that's the right word. But if you want to talk to me, call me at 570-606-3236, or you can call our 800 number, which is 833-710-4797. And I'll be happy to help you in any way I can, help you stay healthy and help you not be in a situation where you have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars out to your doctor. Give me a call, 570-606-3236 or 833-710-4797 or go to bobparkerhealth.com.
Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, at the Guy Center 65 Ford location. What I'm doing here is I'm interviewing Dr. George Vedian, who's one of the doctors at 65 Ford. And we're going to talk generally about what seniors need to do as far as worrying about fall and winter, because whether we like it or not, it's coming on, and we're not in Florida. So what I'm looking for here is to talk to Dr. George. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Doctor, you've been my doctor now for, 3 years, I guess. I was quite impressed with the idea that 65 Ford had. Now, we're not here to promote 65 Ford. We're here to talk about doctors in general, but for those who don't know what 65 Ford is, the doctors here have, I understand, no more than, 500 patients? Is that what it is?
We cap out at 500.
Yeah. So versus the average doctor, how many doctors, how many patients does the average general practitioner have?
Anywhere from 2,000 to possibly 3,000 patients.
Now, before you came here, where were you located at?
I was just outside of Philadelphia in a western suburb called Upper Darby.
Good old Upper Darby.
Yeah, literally maybe a 10-minute walk out of the city. And I was there for just shy of 40 years.
Only 40 years. And you moved up here to be near your grandkids, which is great, I tell you. My grandkids are in Ohio and Colorado, so I don't get to see my Colorado kids very often, grandkids, but I get to see my Ohio kids about once a month, so whether I like it or not.
That's nice. I get to see my 3 grandchildren up here pretty much 3 or 4 times a week.
Well, that's great. That's great. And what we're going to talk about in general really is the fall weather here, which we're all looking and not enjoying, but we're having, whether we like it or not. And I just had a little bit of a coughing fit a minute ago as I'm sitting here because I took a lifesaver and went down the wrong side. And that doesn't always help your health, you know. You can't breathe. So, but that's not a cold or, you know. In fact, earlier today I also got a shingle shot. I talk on a regular basis on this show about how important it is. You know, if you overload your car with lots of extra weight, the car doesn't survive very well. And the same thing happens with your body. I've managed to lose about 35 pounds, I guess, in the last several months by cutting out sugar and by drinking a lot of green tea rather than lots of coffee, and also watching everything else I eat. You know, how important is it that people actually get down to a pretty good weight, particularly when you're a senior?
No, it's very important. Carrying extra weight not only taxes the cardiopulmonary system, which is the heart and lungs, but it also has a significant impact on the skeletal system with lower back pain, knee pain, hip pain, things of that sort. So to keep yourself fit and trim is to your benefit.
Being rather involved in following what the Lord says in the Bible, says your body is a reflection of Him, and a whole lot of people don't quite comprehend that. But as you get older, though, I also talk about the fact that if you're a senior, and these are not the golden years, these are the rust years. And it seems like every day something else seems to go wrong. Would I be incorrect in assuming that?
Absolutely not. As we get older, there is wear and tear on the body. And it's very important for us to take some preventative measures to minimize the negative impact of the aging process.
Well, I had a I talked about a report last week, which I read from the American Medical Association, how people that seniors that have falls frequently then go into dementia. This is quite an interesting study. I was kind of amazed at that situation. Is that something you've also seen?
Well, you see it both ways. You see patients who fall and have head injuries and then suffer the consequences, which may be some short-term and possibly long-term cognitive issues. But you also have those individuals that have dementia, and because of the underlying dementia, they become more likely to have falls and to injure themselves. And then they could end up with other issues, such as a fractured hip or, you know, other bones that are, that'll be injured as a result of a fall. So we become proactive on both ends, both on the mental health issues as well as the balance issues of that we see with aging.
So what what do you mean balance issues? You know, I know I can't go surfing anymore when I used to, but I'm not too bad at skiing, so I'm being silly here, of course. But do seniors generally have balance problems?
As we get older, our reflexes and our balance issues become a little bit more pronounced. You mentioned skiing. I was a passionate skier in my youth, and I would do some very crazy things that younger people do. At this point, I minimize my skiing. I go with my grandchildren. I'll go on the bunny slope, things that have no challenge to me. But then again, I need my ankles and my knees and my hips. I know that my reflexes are not what they were. That being said, I always encourage my patients to maintain an active lifestyle. Here at 65 Forward, we have a wellness coordinator, and one of his main functions is to evaluate patients and to put together a program to assist in balance as well as in muscle strength and stretching. Stretching and strength are two very important components in maintaining musculoskeletal integrity. And in our gym, I should say our wellness center, which is basically a small gym, you know, we have treadmills, we have exercise bikes, we have free weights, and we have all the equipment to assist our wellness coordinator in working with our patients to improve their strength and their agility.
So this is something that's unique for 65 Forward in this region, anywhere in Northeast Pennsylvania. You've got how many 65 Forward locations are there?
There are currently 10.
10. Well, this is, I know in other areas of the country, I have a daughter that lives in Ohio, and there's another insurance company out there that has medical centers around that area that specialize in just seniors. And that's what 65 Forward does. You don't allow, you don't get kids in here, is that right?
That's correct. In order to be a patient in our clinic, you're 65 or above. And we pride ourselves on being very thorough, very detailed in our evaluation of the patients. And not only that, it's one-stop shopping for the patient. As you're aware, Mr. Parker, being a patient here, if you need the vaccines, we give them here. If you need labs, we draw them here. If you need an x-ray, we have the equipment to perform the x-rays here. In addition, as I mentioned earlier, we do have the wellness facility, so we can have you evaluated by our wellness coordinator to work on your balance and strength and stretching issues. And in addition to that, we do the conventional things that you would see in a doctor's office, electrocardiograms, minor suturing, treatment of common colds and, you know, musculoskeletal injuries, as well as the bread and butter of senior care, which is managing diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and things of that sort. Our main focus, however, in addition to all that I mentioned, is to be proactive and preventative. So a lot of our focus, as you're well aware, would be on preventing you from getting illnesses that would either put you back into the office or in the hospital setting. And you mentioned today you got your shingles vaccine. And I'm not preaching HIPAA here because you mentioned it before I did. But we provide our patients with all the appropriate and CDC suggested vaccines. And if the patients are agreeable, we provide it here. So, you know, shingles is a two-shot series. It prevents a horrible rash, which could be very painful and could be lifelong. And it's usually a reactivation of a dormant state of the chickenpox that we, all of us, have had as a child. All of us, when I say all of us, it's 65 and above.
Right.
It's a two-shot series. It's, after the first shot, 60 days later, the second shot is recommended, and that's it for lifetime. And that grants you protection. Now, there was an earlier shingles vaccine. This current vaccine has been out maybe about 10 years, but the prior vaccine was not as effective. This one is about 93% effective, which is a very effective vaccine. Now, beyond the shingles vaccine, there are numerous other vaccines, and I'm just going to kind of highlight them. We have the flu shot, which is an annual thing, the COVID boosters. We have the Tdap, which is tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis vaccine. And I'm going to touch on that one, too. That's an important vaccine for us seniors that have grandchildren or a pregnant granddaughter or great-granddaughter. We want to make sure that we're protecting that newborn from pertussis. And that vaccine...
Pertussis, you said?
Pertussis, with a P, which is whooping cough.
Oh, okay.
And, tragically, every year there's a handful of deaths due to a child that comes down with a whooping cough with pertussis. And it is a vaccine-preventable disease. So the Tdap is not only beneficial for the tetanus component, which you would need every 10 years just in case you get cut or injured, but the pertussis component for the circle of protection for the newborn. So, these are all things that we discuss with our patients, and we educate our patients, and if they are agreeable, we provide them with the appropriate vaccine.
You know, when I first came here, I had been with the same primary doctor for probably 15 years or more. And my biggest problem was when I saw the doctor, I was lucky to get 90 seconds with him. Because first he'd send a nurse in, and then he'd send sometimes a student from a local college learning to be a nurse practitioner. And then I'd come in and look at what the nurse and the nurse practitioner said and say, okay, that sounds good. I'll see you again in 6 weeks or something. Man, I could not. It was ridiculous.
I think, Mr. Parker, you were throwing me out of the room at one point. You said, I'm going to see some other patients.
So what ends up happening, I came in here and you gave me at least 30 minutes or more, which blew my way. I mean, I don't think I'd seen my primary doctor that long, 10 years, if I added all the appointments up. And I only see the doctor two or three times a year, but, I have a cold and then I have... And you guys also, you don't just give one annual wellness exam, you also give a couple exams, right?
We try to bring our patients back for a recheck about once every 3 months, just to keep on top of things. You may be in very good medical, physical, mental state, but we like to keep on top of it. And by bringing you in every 3 months and updating, we are doing that. Of course, in the interim, if something acute pops up, we tell all of our patients, I'd like to be the first call unless it's a 911 type of emergency, life-threatening. But for anything, like an ache, a pain, a sore throat, a earache, a runny nose, give us a call. We will always accommodate and try to bring you in as quickly as possible, usually the same day.
You know, what astounds me also is just how friendly everybody is around here. I hate to say this, but my primary doctor before you was not always the people. Sometimes I go in, I'd sit and I'd wait for an hour before I even got to see the doctor or a nurse. And then, but I come in here and I swear, I think you give everybody who works here happy pills.
We do have a very positive group of employees in the 65 Forward program, and it's across the board. They are screened thoroughly before they are hired. I think that our staff is exceptional, very professional. Their jobs are very difficult, and they do it with a smile on their face, and, you know, I commend them every day, and I think they truly enjoy it.
Well, I must say, with all the problems going on with Medicare plans this year, I'm having trouble deciding what I'm going to do for this year. Geisinger's changed one of their most popular plans dramatically this year, as almost every company's had to change all kinds of things. So I'm having a lot of trouble. Now, in Geisinger 65 Forward, though, you have to have a Geisinger Gold plan, isn't that right?
That is correct. Now, you know, I am in the same age group as most of my patients. I too, am above 65, north of 65. And unfortunately, you know, across the board, not only do we see it in healthcare, I see it at the supermarket when I go get my car repaired, when I go buy clothing. Prices have gone up. And, you know, somewhere along the line, you have to make adjustments for it. And I'm not an expert like you are on the healthcare product, but, you know, it's sort of like everything else. You get what you pay for.
Well, what's happening this year? A couple things, but the particular I've talked a lot about on the show. The cost of prescriptions is going up dramatically next year for seniors because in the past, there's been four levels of pricing. You had the deductible phase, the initial phase, the famous donut hole, and then the catastrophic phase, which has got to $8,000. If anybody ever got to $8,000, their price was next to nothing. But for 2025, this is something good that the current administration did. If you ever got to $2,000 for 2025, you have no cost for the rest of the year, which is amazing. And there's a whole lot of really expensive prescriptions out there, particularly when you're a senior and you're taking 5 or 10 different medications. So
that's good to know. I mean, you know, unfortunately, some of the medications are pricey, and many patients are on multiple medications. Some of them, when we're able to provide a generic product, we do, if the product is appropriate. Unfortunately, a lot of the medications are also proprietary and are not yet available in a generic formulation. And in that situation, a lot of times we work with the patient to try to help them. And I'll give you an example. Sitting next to me in the office, as you've probably seen, Mr. Parker, is a pharmacist. She's a doctor of pharmacy. Mm-hmm. And we work together. And if a patient has limited financial means, but it has a medical need for a proprietary medicine that is quite expensive, she then looks at options and opportunities. For example, she may ask them for their tax return to see if their income level is at a threshold that qualifies them for free medication from the pharmaceutical company. So she'll look at all the options that are out there, whether it be a different medication, a similar medication, or a assistance program through the pharmaceutical industry. Keeps her very busy, but she's very thorough, and a lot of our patients are fortunate that they get some of these expensive medications for next to nothing.
Well, there's a program, a federal program through the federal government called Extra Help. I help people with that all the time. And also, you can actually go to Medicare.gov. I've talked about this. I do this all the time for people as I run their entire prescription list through Medicare.gov. And every company that's listed with a formulary has all those drugs listed. So I can actually list in order of the cost of the medications, what's going to cost. Now, what's happened this year, because there's not five levels of pricing, individual pricing is going up. And the cost of drug plans, if you're on a Medicare supplement plan and have to have a separate drug plan, is going up. So there's all kinds of strange occurrences going on, but our government is wiser than we are. Of course, we all know that we have Jimmy Carter II in the White House. And with the inflation situation, I'm not being political here. This is going on after the show, after the election. So what we're trying to do here is help people understand what they have to do if they're a senior and how to stay healthy. So we talked a little bit about weight loss. Don't you also help consult people here for weight loss?
We do. We have a dietitian who consults on patients that we request. She will do one-on-ones with individuals. and tailor a program, a dietary program, to assist in weight loss. You know, weight loss is a two-part equation, diet and exercise. In this day and age, however, there are now pharmacologic interventions that you read about in the news and see in the newspapers and on TV and hear on the radio. Historically, it's really diet and exercise, and that is the best physiologic way to approach weight loss. So we do have a dietitian who will work with the patients, and our wellness coordinator in the gym will put together an exercise program to assist individuals. Now, the Center for Disease Control recommends that every adult get about 150 minutes per week of exercise. I'm not talking about taking a little stroll, la-la, you know, down the street. I'm talking about a moderate level of exercise. So 150 minutes a week boils down to maybe 30 minutes 5 days a week. And that's very doable. Myself, I try to do it by getting steps in. Sometimes at my lunch break, I'll go out and walk the neighborhood, weather permitting. I have a treadmill at home. If the weather is not cooperative, I'll spend a little bit of time on my treadmill. Occasionally here in the office, I'll go into our wellness site, our facility, and do a little bit of treadmill or exercise bike. So yes, exercise and diet are really the two anchors of weight loss.
Were you aware that one of these drugs, we're not going to talk about the drug itself, that is a shot, the American Medical Association says some people are actually going blind by taking those shots? Did you see that in the American Medical Association publication?
You know, I have not read any of the research data on that. It's very interesting because these are medications that are used in type 2 diabetes. And most of our experience with these medications come in the type 2 diabetic population. Understand one thing. Uncontrolled diabetes in and of itself can lead to blindness. And what we do here in our office site is we have a retinal scan, a camera, and every diabetic once a year will get a retinal scan performed here in the office if they haven't had it done at their optometrist or their ophthalmologist. So we encourage them to go to their optometrist and ophthalmologist where the scanning would be done. But if they don't, then we do it here with our equipment. But again, the information on the injectable medications for weight loss, the data is still fresh, so I would sit and wait until it becomes something that we get a recommendation from the FDA to limit the use of the product and avoid its use in either the diabetic or the overweight population.
Well, unfortunately, 60% of the population is overweight and 33% is obese. But personally, I manage to lose weight I don't do any major exercise, I just walk. I walk an average of 10,000 steps a day.
That is excellent. 10,000 steps a day is phenomenal. And that is a target that we should all try to get to. Unfortunately, it's for many of us, it's unrealistic. But it is always good to set your goals up high and shoot for the 10,000 steps a day if you can do it.
Well, I'm currently in from October 15th to December 7th every year, Medicare annual enrollment's here. And then from November 1st to December 15th, pre-65 enrollment's here. So I don't get 10,000 steps for 2 months a year. But the rest of the year, I do it. It's just, I have to work 7 days a week this time of the year. So it's just insanity the way this is. When I started in this industry 33 years ago, I used to be a runner. Man, I'd run marathons. I'd run 5Ks, you know, maybe once a month or 10Ks. But that was back in the Stone Ages. I used to drive my horse around too, I guess. But I ran out of quarters. That was the problem, of course. So, you know, exercise, it doesn't have to be extensive. That's what you just said, and what's what I do myself. All I do is walk, and I have a lot of equipment, but I don't really have time to work on that equipment except for my treadmill and just walking around the river here where I live. So, you know, we talked about dementia. You know, there's a number of publications I've read recently about how important avoiding over-processed foods is, as far as this is also assistance for dementia as well as just staying healthy. Have you read any of the studies about this over-processed food situation?
Processed foods are basically poison.
Did you hear that, everybody? Processed foods are basically poison. This is a physician saying that.
Okay. You really want to emphasize eating fresh fruits, vegetables, lean cuts of meat, chicken, fish. That should be the mainstay of your diet. Now, of course, you know, there are dietary restrictions and limitations based on individuals with certain medical problems. So we just talked about diabetes. Well, a diabetic has to be cognizant of their carbohydrate intake. Mm-hmm. But getting back to processed foods, they're usually very high in sodium content. They're usually very high in fat content. They really have limited nutritional value. And I try to steer my patients away from it. So instead of going out and buying cold cuts for a sandwich at lunchtime, it's better to prepare that chicken at home the night before and slice it up and put it between two pieces of whole wheat, or you know, your bread of choice, which we try to stay away from white, and basically enjoy a healthier lunch than, you know, the salamis and bolognese and the processed meats that we see at the supermarket. I am a huge fan of fresh fruits and vegetables that are seasonal. And many of my patients have their little gardens and they grow their own veggies. And you know what? What is better than making your own fresh salad? And it's got nutritional value. It really doesn't have any chemicals when you're, you know, hopefully when you're growing it in your own garden and taking care of it yourself. And that's what I do with my family. Unfortunately, I'm not there to cultivate it all summer long, but I do it at my with the help of my daughter and my grandchildren. And you know, it's a healthier lifestyle and a healthier way of eating, and it's much better for you.
Well, of course, we live in a fast food generation, and that's what's really bad about it. And processed food can be anything in the fast food area, or there's so many things in the supermarket, in an effort to cut your time, like pre-cooked pizza and all the other pre-cooked things out there. So,
and a lot of that is because, you know, our society, we're always in a rush. You know, we don't have the time to really focus on doing things the way they should be done. You know, take time, smell the roses. It's, you know, we're here for a limited number of years, and make the best of it, enjoy it, and the best of health. And best of health comes with good nutrition and good exercise.
Well, you know, as I say, I 13 years ago, I went to my primary doctor. I had what I thought was a bad cold, and what ended up being pneumonia. I had not been in the hospital since I was 38 until about 4 years ago, or maybe 5 years ago, I guess it was. Anyway, COVID's a heavy-duty problem, but it seems like the major cold problem is probably one of the biggest things a lot of seniors have to face that turns into other things.
Yes, influenza is annually has been always a significant cause of death and morbidity and mortality in the senior population. You know, COVID kind of took the headlines a few years back. But again, you know, influenza is a huge concern in our population, and it is one of those vaccine preventable diseases. You know, we give out the high-dose influenza vaccine to everyone 65 and above, everyone that is receptive to receiving it. And it is very, very effective, very, very safe, and is a great way to prevent significant potential morbidity and mortality.
Well, Dr. Benning, we're down to the last minute or so, and I really appreciate you talking to me so we can broadcast this on our several different radio stations. And I hope you continue to
maintain your position here at Geisinger 65 Ford, because for the first time in my life, I've got a doctor I feel like I'm comfortably, I can easily and more comfortably speak with, if I can speak at all. I think I might be having a Joe Biden there for a second. So I hope you have a blessed day, and thank you for talking to me today.
Thank you for having me, and I look forward to doing this again in the future with you.
All right. Have a good day. God bless. Okay. This is the final 3 minutes of the show. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Dr. Avedian. I believe he's an excellent doctor. And if you really want to have some more care than you normally get, go to a Geisinger 65 Ford location if you're near there. I'm sorry, they're not everywhere, but Geisinger has been merged a couple years ago with another company out of California called Kaiser Permanente, and they're seeming to be doing a lot of changes. So maybe they will be expanding 65 Ford. I can't say that. So this week has been charged with all kinds of people concerned about their prescription costs for 2025. And you should be if you're on Medicare, because the Medicare costs this coming year, they're changing the whole thing around. You heard me talk about that earlier before the interview. And I will run your costs through the Medicare.gov program, or you can do it yourself, and you can see what happens. Now, if it goes over $2,000 for 2025, you pay nothing. And the government has this extra program available, and I can help you with that so that you won't pay more than $166 a month for all of your meds. I've had people with one and two meds that were paying $500, $600, and $700 a month in the past for their medications. Well, that won't happen anymore under this new program that the government has put together. So that's one good thing that our current administration has done, even though they're now not going to be in office starting next year. So realize that Medicare programs are important for everyone that's a senior citizen, but they're not something that all the insurance companies have tons of control over, because they all have to be approved by the government. I can help you with that program if you give me a call at 570-606-3236. If you're in Northeast Pennsylvania, the Philadelphia or Allentown area is 610-810-3124. Or you can call me at 833-710-4797. That's 833-710-4797. You can also hear the show again if you want to at bobparkerhealth.com. My goal here is to have you in a situation where you don't end up like I was when I was 38. You heard me talk about this already. So my goal here is to help you stay healthy and not go broke because of your medical costs. Give me a call, and I'm sure I can help you. Make sure you listen to this station every week to hear something new about health, Medicare insurance, or health insurance. And I really appreciate you being a listener, and all those people donated to help the orphanage in Haiti. I appreciate them also. So have a good day, and God bless. Listening to the Health, Life, and Medicare Insurance Show and Health Show from Bob Parker. Thank you for listening. Every Monday, 10 to 11 a.m. here on Philadelphia's best radio station, WWDB, you're going to hear me, Bob Parker, with Health Markets Insurance Agency, discuss health insurance, Medicare insurance, and health. This week, I'm going to be interviewing Dr. George Avedian of Geisinger 65 Ford in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, who's been in the business as a primary care physician for over 30 years. Bob Parker, 570-606-3236, 833-710-4797, or bobparkerhealth.com.